in the morning on K92.3.
Can I get a countdown?
Can I get a countdown?
3, 2, 1.
Okay. Where's my barbecue sauce?
It's in my office, Johnny. Okay. Cool it.
See, I'm...
He's got his.
I haven't asked you about your mother's trip, but I'm assuming since I have this bottle of barbecue sauce, everything went fine with your mom.
Yeah, she made it safely, and the barbecue sauce, most importantly, is here in my office.
I got to see her on Saturday, and she said, "Don't worry, the barbecue sauce made it." I was like, "Thank you."
I'm holding up the... You can probably hear it. It was like in 4 layers of bubble wrap, too, just to make sure it was safe. So I appreciate that.
Well, we are very thankful for that. And that was my professional way to start the show. It's Marks in the Morning. It's K92.3. Happy Monday. Another week of Cash Cow starts up today, 8 o'clock. Your chance went up to $10,000. You could buy a whole army of barbecue sauces with that kind of moolah in the steak or chicken or whatever to go underneath it. I would suggest getting the K92.3 app. Now, if you already got it, you're ready to go. You're probably already figured this out. You're a pro. And I hope it's you that we call sometime today after the codes are done being given out. So that's coming up. We got a lot, I'm sure, to talk about. We kind of did the family thing this weekend. Did we all do the family thing? I know, well, JP, you always have your kids on the weekends, right? So yeah. You always have your family.
Well, on Friday, I was telling you guys about this off the air, and I said, don't say anything on the air.
Couldn't talk about it.
Saturday was my mom's birthday, and I won't say her age, but she hit a milestone. So my youngest brother and his family live in Ankeny. My other brother's in Grundy Center. We had all planned. All the grandkids were going to sneak up to the front door, ring the doorbell. She answers, surprise. Uh-huh. She had no idea. She was completely surprised. Yeah.
By the way, on Friday, you revealed it was her 29th birthday.
Yes.
So you say milestone, so it was actually 30.
Yeah, 30 now.
You put it, God, she's so old.
Which is strange because I'm 42, but you know, math was different back then.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
It's changed since the, 70s, 60s?
Leap years, you have to account for
that. Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah.
Carrie Mack was at the Field of Dreams. I'm jealous.
Yes, I was.
How was that?
It was so much fun. I still have to watch the movie.
Okay.
Oh, Carrie.
You're probably one of 3 people that went there without seeing the movie. Do you at least know who's in the movie?
Yes, I understand who's in the movie.
All right.
And your mom loves the movie from what you told us, right?
Oh, my gosh. She loves the movie. She loved the Field of Dreams. I have some funny stories to tell you about our time.
Okay.
I was telling Carrie just right before we got on the air that I have been there numerous times. But I've never been to the Field of Dreams when there's no corn growing yet.
Right.
So I wouldn't know what the outfield would look like. It'd be different. It'd be never-ending outfield.
I saw your photos. They were really cool.
Thank you.
I hope people have a chance to see some of those, too. Anyway, so let's get the show started. We got a lot. We want to hear about your weekend as well. Tap the chat feature on our app and let us know how your weekend went. This is the mighty K92.3. It's Dirks. He's drunk on a plane. It's K92.3. And you're with us on Marks in the Morning. So thank you so much. Big night last night on CBS. It was the ACM Awards. And, of course, you're as probably a country fan aware of who won or who didn't win. I'm not going to say the word spoiler because it's an awards show. It's like sports. You don't come on the day after the Super Bowl and say, "Ooh, spoiler, Tampa Bay, Tom Brady." No. So I'm not going to say spoiler. If you didn't watch it, that's on you. Luke Bryan took the big one, Entertainer of the Year. COVID has left. He said he's better. He's feeling better. I think, in fact, yesterday when he was there, did you see this? He was on the Idol set, so he must be back. And that's where they filmed his acceptance. Did you guys watch at all? I know. I think, Carrie, you were watching.
Yeah, I was watching. I enjoyed it. I thought there were some really good performances, and I feel like the people who won really deserve to win.
I'm going to say something controversial.
Okay.
I didn't think there was enough energy, and I think it's because there was no audience.
Okay, I understand that. There were like a few select people in the crowd, though.
Very few. And country music, like all music, but especially country, feeds off of a live audience. It's so hard to connect with a camera. And, you know, like you think of the history of any genre of music, it's always been in front of somebody. And when you hear a studio album, you know, like any song you hear on the radio, it sounds great, but you expect it to sound more exciting, more upbeat when you're with an audience, right? Like your fellow concert goers. And that's just been missing from all the... It's not the country. It was just... It feels like, especially with the different venues and everything, it's like, this is just not enough energy.
Was it set up like the Grammys where even the participants, the musicians, were separated on the floor?
Yeah, they had several different venues. I felt everything was pre-taped. You can tell me if you feel like I'm way off. That's why I don't know why Luke Bryan wasn't there, to be honest.
It felt very produced. I think that's the
a good word.
Yeah, the best way I can say it. It was very produced, but there were some great moments.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm not trying to knock the show. It was. I just felt like, you know, the intro wasn't as explosive. I thought Elle King and Miranda Lambert, who, by the way, was there all night doing stuff. I noticed she popped back up with Chris Stapleton later on.
She was on every other song, which I loved. No, I was happy about that.
I was like, that woman needs a... Give her a raise, even though I don't think you get paid to go to the ACMs. But it was a good show overall. I thought that the winners were right. I thought all that was right. I just thought that the show lacked maybe a little bit of energy that you just... It's an excusable lack of energy, but there's no audience.
Yeah, I didn't notice
very
that.
Very little audience. No, that's, oh, good. Well, I'm glad. We have all the winners, and they're posted on the K92.3 app. You can check them out. 2021 ACM performances are listed as well. So if you missed out on anything, you can get caught up. There are a couple tech issues. I noticed Dan and Shay had some problems, but you can check out everything on the K92.3 app. We've got it posted. Keith Urban and Mickey Guyton were good, though. I really liked that that connection. What did you think of them?
I thought they were really good, and they had a really good dynamic and chemistry and played really well off each other.
Now, I want to tease something. Coming up at it's embargoed, so I can't even say anything right now, period. But coming up at 7:35, this week we're not playing Gender Bender. Instead, we've got tickets to a big concert. And this talent won an ACM award.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I could say. But we can announce it. Obviously, we'll be able to announce it when we get to where we normally play Gender Bender. So just, I want to put that little bug in your head. More live music returning to in and around the Cedar Valley, and you'll have a chance to go. Entertainer of the Year, Luke Bryan. Maren Morris, Female Artist of the Year. Thomas Rhett, Male Artist of the Year. He's had a couple good years at the ACMs. Duo of the Year, Dan and Shay. And Group of the Year, Old Dominion. Not a lot of surprises, I don't think.
No, I don't think
it's hard,
so.
Hard to argue.
Yeah, very. Because every, like, the winners were very consistent throughout this entire year, I feel like.
Yeah.
And it just was such a good show. I really liked it. Did you like Maren Morris's performance with her husband?
Yeah.
Ooh.
They have, and we have their new song on the radio here on K92.
Here's a question. Maybe you guys don't know the answer. With the pandemic last year, were releases by country music artists way down, as in the amount of releases, or were they equivalent
they were
or
down.
More since everyone was at home and nothing else to do but write music?
I don't know that they were necessarily down. I think a lot of artists are coming out of this pandemic with more. Like, we've got the triple album from Eric Church. We've got a double album from Thomas Rhett. But I don't know that they were necessary. I think that they're on such a schedule. I think, you know, your label and everything is like, okay, yeah, this is coming out. And a lot of that stuff was already recorded. Like, when we were talking to Justin Moore a couple weeks ago, about a month ago now, he already had his new album, which is, I think, out now, or it comes out at the end of the month. He already had it finished, and he was just waiting on the label to release it. But probably about the same, or maybe down a tad bit. Anyways, get caught up on the K92.3 app. You can see more there. All right, coming up in just a couple minutes here, we'll do random facts. The 10 snobbiest states in the U.S. Now, where would Iowa rank out of 50? We're not in the top 10, I'll tell you that right now. Do you fancy us a very
random facts?
Well, I got some good news for you and some bad news for you. Let's start with the good news. The good news is Iowa is one of the least snobby states in the U.S. The bad news is, according to this stupid study, the smartest states are the snobbiest. They say it goes hand in hand with intelligence. Oh, okay. The number one smartest state, according to Zipia, is Massachusetts.
Oh.
Why? Well, Harvard. Do you know anybody who goes to Harvard? I don't, but if there is somebody out there that goes to Harvard, they'll tell everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Or went to Harvard.
They do. They always do. All those Massachusetts, Boston people.
And especially if a Harvard athlete makes it to the pros, that's all you ever hear. Because there's not many.
No.
There's only a handful that ever make it to the pros, which, good for them. I don't care. But that's all the announcers will talk about. Oh, the fourth ever quarterback to come out of Harvard. Like, I don't care.
I'm sure that makes the other players want to tackle him a little more. It makes even his own offensive line is like, ah, you can go hit him. You should see him in the locker room. He's always drawing charts and analogies. Vermont and Connecticut round out the top three, so all East Coast. Iowa is, if you believe this arbitrary study, we are way at the bottom. I guess that means least snobby or humble, as they call it. We're number 43 out of 50. It's not, there's no 51 here, no DC or any of that. So we're number 43. There's a tie for 15th, but our neighbors to the north, Minnesota, were the snobbiest in the Midwest, tied with Hawaii. Illinois was number 14, so actually I take that back. They're slightly snobbier. Illinois. Nebraska at number 37. And South Dakota, the only state that's more humble than Iowa, at number 45 in the Midwest. The least or the most humble state in the U.S. Any guesses? I'm actually surprised because it's out east.
See, I was just going to guess Midwest. But well, I don't know much else other than the Midwest.
Is it Maine?
No, it's West Virginia.
Oh, take me home, country roads.
They're the least humble?
The most humble or least snobby, depending on how you want to look at it. That's interesting to me because they're tucked away there with all the snobby states. California is number 7 on this list. Snobbiest.
See, I would have guessed California's snobbiest.
Yeah, I would have too.
They're all rich.
Because, so their write-up, I won't spend a lot more time on this, but their write-up was talking about why Massachusetts is so snobby, and they mentioned wine aficionados. They make wine in California. They grow the grapes. That's one of their big things, but I don't know. Carrie's home state of Pennsylvania, number 23.
There we go.
Snobbiest. So you guys are, we'll just say right in the middle, about.
That's good. You have a bit of an ego, but you know your place.
Well, see, now that you're living here in Iowa, your level of snobbiness will slightly go down.
Yeah.
I feel like I've become so much more humble since I've been here. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. I appreciate it.
Now that sounds fake.
Yeah, this sounds like an award show now. Yeah.
That's why we're number 23. That's why Pennsylvania is number 23.
I'd like to accept this award on behalf of, what are we talking about again? Oh, yeah, not snobby. Hey, where's my coffee? Stick with that one. We'll be back in just a couple minutes on Mike's in the Morning with news and weather. Also, coming up on the show after 7, your chance to win tickets to a huge concert we haven't yet announced. More info on the way. Mark's in the Morning. It's K92.3. The first of his double albums, Side A, comes out at the end of the month, a week from, 2 weeks from last Friday. And it's April 30th. I feel like April, kind of a strange month here. We're going to be kind of in the basement in terms of our weather this week. It's funny, we started the month with 70s. We got up to about 80 for Easter.
Yeah, there's three straight days of 80-degree temps at the beginning of the month.
And now Tuesday and Wednesday night, Thursday night, well below freezing. 20s. Chance for some frost. You guys, hopefully nobody's put anything in the ground yet.
Well, Southern Iowa's going to get maybe up to 2 inches of snow today and tonight.
You're lying.
No. We're right on the line. I mean, if this storm is going to go any further north, and we still might get snow.
I mean,
it's not going to stick, obviously.
It's not going to be anything major. It's not going to be a blizzard, but yeah, you might see some of the white stuff, the powdery white stuff. So if you already mowed your lawn, there was a whole bunch of people mowing their lawn the other day. I was up in the cities this weekend, but I got home yesterday. Yesterday was beautiful. And there were a lot of people out mowing their lawn. And Hannah said, when are you going to mow the lawn? And I said, when it's done snowing.
I mowed yesterday just because I figured this is going to be the only chance I'm going to get for the next 4 to 5 days.
Oh, did you mow?
Yeah.
And it was probably smart, but
it needed it. I mean, it was getting pretty thick.
Ours is too. Ours looks rough. Our lawn, it looks like somebody laid down grass over here and then different kind of grass over there and then drove through the yard over there.
Well, and the dandelions are really starting to pop out now, too, with those, or I noticed over the weekend.
So you don't spray for those?
No, I should. And that's one of those things as an allergy sufferer. Dandelions really get me, but my kids will always pick them like, Dad, smell it. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh, that's why you don't.
But I have to smell it. But I'm all medicated on allergy medicine.
Like, that smells good. I'll get out there and mow, but this will set it back a little bit, I suppose. We got our lilac bushes. They're coming in. They're starting to bud. It definitely looks like spring, but it's not going to feel like it much this way. Well, by Thursday. By Thursday, we'll be back into the 60s. So there's that. All right, Carrie, your mom is officially here going on her first Monday and during her visit. What, about 9, 10 days she's going to be in the Cedar Valley?
It feels like 100. I think it's about 9 or 10 days, yes.
Do you think she's even awake yet?
She was awake when I left this morning. Yeah.
Wow, she's got some
she's on vacation.
Energy.
Why is she up?
Yeah. Well, she was like, do you have everything? I was like, yes, Mom, I do. Do you have the sauce?
good woman for that. Is your mom retired?
Yes, both my parents are retired.
So does she routinely, or your dad for that matter, are they still early risers? Like, is it just a carryover from working for so long?
My sister is still in high school. This is her final year, so they have to wake up to make sure she's up.
Yeah, no, I get that. So far, so good, it looks like, at least in photo form. You know, it's funny, social media, people only like to put the highlights. So when somebody's in a bad relationship, you're always like, oh, really? You guys are breaking up? Every photo, you're holding hands and kissing. But with your mom, you guys were in Dyersville, right? You went to the Field of Dreams?
Yes, we went to the Field of Dreams. She had so much fun. She was flirting with our tour guide.
Yeah, I got to get your group. Wait, no, she's married. What am I doing? I shouldn't be applauding that.
And didn't you say the tour guide was in a White Sox uniform,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he was in a White Sox uniform. We're Yankees fans, but they look very similar, so she was giving him a little bit more extra attention, I feel like.
Were
you the only two on this tour, or another group with you?
There was another group with us, but my mom was like, they're not paying him any attention. I'm going to be more engaged than they are, so I'm going to just act like aggressively nod my head and be like, oh, wow.
It's been years since I've gotten over there. Is it was the tour guide, was this guy pretending to be one of the players that came through the court if he was dressed in a uniform? Was he just, you know, Bill from North Liberty or wherever?
It was just Craig.
Just Craig.
He wasn't pretending to be anything, but he knew so much about the entire place. He regaled us with the story of not only the movie and some facts, but some of the plans that the area has for the future.
Okay. Well, we know they're going to be hosting a big MLB game this August. We've heard that story before, and then COVID became a thing. But that's exciting. So what's next? Well, we had our K-Country listeners give you tons of ideas. Like, they would have, if your mom had stayed for a month, and I know that would drive you up the wall faster than a spider getting sprayed. But if you were to pick a few of those highlights, you could really keep her entertained. Do you have something planned for during the week? I know you're busy during the week with work, but anything else on the horizon?
I think she wants to get a pedicure. We got our manicures done, by the way. Look how nice they look.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Do you like the color? These are shellacked.
That's a color is called shellac?
No, shellac is like, it's like a gel or something that they put on the nails so it stays.
Carrie, shellac is whack. Come on.
I'm learning something. I didn't even know that was such a thing.
I didn't either.
Shellac.
She wants to get a pedicure, so she's probably going to go by herself someday. I want to take her to the Amana colonies or the Amish area.
Okay.
I feel like she would like that, but that's going to be too much of a long trip, I feel like, so we're going to have to figure something out for during the week.
I bet you guys will have no problems finding stuff to do, and thank you again, everybody. I think Facebook, you blew us up. We appreciate that, and now Carrie will have stuff to do. You can have your mom shovel when it snows. Or come to JP's or my place and you shovel. All right, coming up on the show, what is it? Who is it, I should say? Big concert announcement and tickets before they go on sale. We'll tell you who this K-Country artist is. We'll give away tickets to their show. And we'll have a little fun doing it. Got everything there. Also, all the performances. It was a good show. I said earlier, felt a little, I don't want to say muted, but definitely felt lower energy without a live audience, a big live audience. And I think a lot of the segments were pre-taped, which I totally get. But it was a COVID award show. How's that? Hopefully one of the last we have to deal with, certainly the last in country music. All right. Can we announce it? It's after 7:20. We can tell you now who is coming to K-Country. Are you ready for this?
There's a rumor going round.
Except it's not a rumor, we know. Lee Bryce is coming back. Lee Bryce will be in Iowa. Yeah. He's coming back. This time, an outdoor show at the McGrath Amphitheater in Cedar Rapids on June 17th. That is a Thursday. That's what my calendar says. We're very excited about this because he was in Dubuque, or as Carrie calls it,
Dubuque.
Sometime in March. Was that the 6th? Somewhere in there. So your chance to win tickets starts this week with us on Marks in the Morning.
You're one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody. You're just here for.
By the way, his collaboration with Carly Pearce, I Hope You're Happy Now, has won him several ACM awards, including Music Event of the Year and Single of the Year. So this guy is fresh off of a huge night yesterday, last night. We're going to be giving away tickets all this week. They don't even go on sale till next week. And what are you going to do to win them? Well, I'll tell you in 10 minutes. I can't tell you that right now. I just told you the show. What do you want? You want more? You got to stick around. That's called the tease. It's called the Art of the Tease. I should write that book, the Art of the Tease.
How many sentences would that book consist of? Three? It's not really a book.
It would
not even, that's not even an article, yeah.
It's a picture book. And it would show pictures of me, like with a finger pointing with authority. And then a finger pointing to the air.
It'd be hand-drawn pictures, which no one would understand either.
You know what? You guys don't get an advanced copy. That's what it is. You're not getting a signed advanced copy.
This is all just a tease to your sequel of the book,
yeah.
The Art of Actually Giving Someone Information.
It's called The Art of the Tease, Carrie, because we want people to stick around. You can send them away. You can tell them to listen to Brooke and Jeffrey. That's fine. I see how it is. If you want. But no, we've got tickets coming up here. And the show is June 17th. Tickets don't even go on sale till next week. And if you're still doing practicing social distancing, you're concerned about that, remember, the McGrath Amphitheater is outdoors. And so that shouldn't be any issue. All right, we'll be back in a couple minutes with all the details and news, weather, some sports maybe from our news director, Owen Huffman, and Dirk Bentley's on the way. To win tickets to see Lee Bryce.
I love that.
Now I can't live up to that. The crescendo there at the end.
Well, it can't get much worse than you singing.
No, probably not.
Sing a few bars. Let's go.
No, don't encourage him, Carrie. I always tell you this. Don't encourage him to sing.
One of them girls.
I can't hit any notes. Oh, well, you know what? I tell you what I can do is I can let Lee Bryce do it. Pretend it's me. My mouth is moving at the same time. So, yeah, we have tickets to see Lee Bryce coming up. His show is not until June. It's at the McGrath Amphitheater in Cedar Rapids. But in honor of his song, One of Them Girls, and I realize this is the instrumental to Rumor, but I love it so much, and it's a little more subtle. So that's why I wanted to use that. But in honor of that song, that hit, we're going to do a play a game this week here on the show called One of Them Iowa Girls. And I'm going to give you a description of a famous woman from the state of Iowa, and you need to tell me who she is. I'll give you multiple choice. For example, if I were to say, don't call in for this one, but if I were to say, I am in my 20s, I moved from Pennsylvania, I live in a hotel right now.
Wow.
Who could this be?
Is visiting me out of state.
I sincerely didn't know who you were talking about.
Are you serious, Carrie?
The first two clues, I was like, wow, we have so much in common.
As soon as he said I'm in my early 20s, I'm like, oh, this is probably going to be Carrie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're the only female in the room, Carrie.
Yeah, I am. I'm proud of it.
It's Monday.
Now, if I had thrown the word pretentious in there, she'd have said, why are you talking about me, right?
Excuse me, I would have been like, you're talking about Johnny Marks.
Well, I'm not one of them girls. So here's your very first one. Tickets, by the way, this is winning before they print them. Tickets don't go on sale until next week. Are you ready? I was born in 1874. I was born in Waterloo, Iowa. Well, one of them Iowa girls. My maiden name is Henry. And I'm the only first lady to be born in Iowa. Who am I? Now, I'm going to give you multiple choice. Is it Bonnie Campbell? Is it Sue Ellen Fallon? Is it Lou Hoover? What do you think? 833-4985. It's one of them Iowa girls. Let's see if you can figure out who she is. Let me go. Hi, who's this?
Yes, my name's Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. How are you doing today?
Good.
So, do you need me to repeat any of that, or do you have a pretty good idea of who that was or is?
I'm going to go with Lou Hoover.
Yeah, Lou Hoover's right.
Yeah.
Woo!
I almost slipped up and said Lou Henry Hoover is one of the options, but then I realized that I gave Henry as a clue, and that would have been a giveaway. Quite well known in the Cedar Valley. Obviously, there's a school named after her, and she was born in Waterloo, so it's only fitting. You are a winner. Congratulations. You're going to, now the biggest question you have to face, and you have till June, is to decide who you're going to bring with you, because we're going to give you a couple tickets. But you
awesome.
Are going to
Thank
the show.
You.
Yeah. Hey, where are you calling us from on this Monday morning?
Manchester.
Oh, Manchester. All right. See, she's not even a native Waterlooan, and yet she knew that. Everybody from Waterloo should be embarrassed. Or they're just not as fast on their phone. Congratulations. Do me a favor. Hang on for one sec. We'll get your info and put you on hold. It's that easy. That's how it works. You'll have a chance to win tomorrow and the rest of this week right here on Marks in the Morning. It's the mighty K92.3. All right, we'll be back with Travis Denning, Nashville News, and much more in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned. Hang on. It's Marks in the Morning. If you missed the ACMs or you just want to get caught up and maybe you fell asleep or you missed part of it, I get that. I was tired, too, last night. You can get caught up on the K92.3 app. But he, Mr. Rhett, was the Male Artist of the Year, beating out some huge names. Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs, Eric Church, Dierks Bentley. So there you go. More on the app. Were you surprised by any of the results last night, Carrie?
No, I don't think so. I think all of the winners really deserve their awards. Luke Bryan, I'll be honest, I was a bit surprised that he won Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah.
Who did you guys think would win Entertainer of the Year if it wasn't going to be Mr. Bryan? Who would you guess?
I thought either Luke Combs or Eric Church.
Yeah. Me too.
Eric Church has been very busy lately, very public, very out front. But then again, I don't know when the awards are actually decided on. Luke Combs also just putting out music during the pandemic, entertaining. I mean, any of those individuals could have won, and it would have been hard to be upset. But, yeah, Luke Bryan, he's had a good year, a solid year. He's been very entertaining. So, again, hard to find fault in any of the awards. Female Artist of the Year was Maren Morris. That one I wasn't surprised at all. Maybe Miranda Lambert. You could argue Miranda Lambert could have won that one.
I love all of the nominees. I was a little surprised that The Bones beat out Miranda Lambert's Bluebird.
Yeah, that one was a little surprising. You're right. In fact, did Miranda win anything?
Well, I know she's the most decorated ACM country artist in industry history.
I thought she did. Well, she was all over the show last night.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Stapleton, Chris's wife, was unable to be there. And so Miranda jumped in on his performance, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, the star of that performance was Miranda Lambert.
You thought so? Okay. Yeah. Don't tell Chris's wife that.
I won't. I mean, I have her on speed dial, but I won't.
What was the reason she missed out? I think it's because she's a doula or something and had to deliver a baby.
Oh my gosh.
Of all the reasons to miss a show, that's a pretty valid one.
Yeah, I think so. The birth of a new human being is pretty valid, I feel like.
Yeah, I think so.
At least we hope it's a human.
Oh, no.
Just saying.
An alien doula?
Could be.
As a wrestling fan, my brain goes to Abdullah the Butcher, an old school wrestler, but he has nothing to do with being a doula. It's just in the name.
Or Paula Abdullah.
Okay. Oh.
Doula Lipa.
Yeah. Now you're digging.
Yeah, I'm really digging.
All right. There's a possible new law, or I guess you call it a bill, that's been introduced here in Iowa that would allow parents to essentially double as an instructor for driving, right?
Yes. The new bill would allow parents to teach driver's ed to their child, and that would be valid in the state of Iowa. But just a reminder, and we put this on the article on the K92.3 app, you don't have to teach your kid how to drive.
No.
You can still find a driver's ed instructor, but it's an option for people.
See, the thing is, too, driver's ed costs hundreds of dollars. So I could see this as a great way for parents to save some money. But they have to follow through. I mean, you have to actually teach them the laws and the way to drive. You just can't say, well, I'm going to save some money and here you go.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. I think this is really good. Iowa is kind of a tale of two states. It's a very rural in parts. And it's hard in the more rural communities necessarily to get a driver's ed program without a parent having to give up time to take the kid. The kid can't drive yet. So obviously, it goes without saying, somebody has to take the child to the instructor, right? So there's that. Now, your daughter just completed driver's ed.
Yeah.
Passed. She's done. Mm-hmm. She's on to getting her permit and waiting till she can get the real deal and drive by herself. But would you have wanted to? I know you probably took her out for practice, but would you have wanted to be her instructor?
I wouldn't, just because I'll admit I'm not 100% sure on all the correct laws for driving. And I'm sure I skip through some of them. I mean, I took driver's ed, but that was 20-some years ago.
And that's another thing, is it?
But at the
things change.
And I would want to teach my kids, but at the same time, where does it end being a dad and become an instructor? Not just for me, but the kids. Right. They probably wouldn't listen to me as much as they would a teacher teaching them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right. I think you're right about that. Plus, your kid could be, you know, all right, Dad, where are we going? All right, Dad needs some McDonald's. We're going that way. We'll teach you drive-through driver's ed.
You know that liquor store Dad always goes to? Yeah, that's where we're going.
My driver's ed teacher actually had us drop by a gas station to pick up some food for him.
I think that's legit.
Well, I mean, that's a real place you go.
Yeah.
Dad needs some Schlitz. We're going to the liquor store.
He needs a handle of vodka.
Oh, man.
Which is fine as long as you don't open it up while you're in the car.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. You can have it in the car. The kid can't go into the store and buy it, but she can take dad there. It's a real-life driving experience. It's what you'll have to do at some point.
Well, you know, sometime when my daughter here gets another year and a half or so and she gets her actual license, maybe dad's had a few too many out somewhere. I could call her up and have her come get me.
I mean,
I could.
Dad, I'm trying to hang out with my friends. That's cool. They can come.
I'll just start walking.
Yes, I'll start walking. It's only 12 degrees.
Give her the guilt trip.
Dad, where are your shoes?
I don't know.
My sister, now they're in Minnesota, is about 6 years older than her sister. And as soon as she got her driver's license, what do you think the first thing my dad and stepmom made her do? Go drive her sister everywhere.
Yep.
She was so excited to get her license. She had a car all ready to go. And then she hated it because within 2 months, she's picking her sister up from because they could still go to a different school. Well, I mean, now she's graduated and in college. She had to pick her up, take her to after school stuff. It's teaching you responsibility.
I became my sister's Uber the moment I had a valid driver's license.
But unlike Uber, she's not tipping you.
Yeah, no tip, nothing.
No tip.
So if this law passes in Iowa, do you guys know if there's other states that are currently doing this where the parents can teach driver's ed?
I'm not sure of any.
I don't know. I know in Pennsylvania, driver's ed is like taught through the gym class.
Really?
Yeah. So it's kind of, for gym class, we would alternate between gym and health class. So whenever we had health, we would have a unit. Sometimes it would be about puberty stuff. And then then later on, it was about driver's ed. And
nothing says learning to drive. Like, hey, we're going to play dodgeball today. Then we're going to go dodge traffic. In the Dodge.
And tomorrow it's sex education.
No, but it was that sort of educational system that we had. And it was... like 4 weeks of us sitting there and a large man, the large gym teacher will be like, okay, so you never drive in Scranton. It's the worst place to drive.
Just telling you where not to go.
Yeah, exactly.
There, you've been instructed.
That's one way to teach. Stay out of that area.
Yep.
Wow. That's all right. I think I'll take our rules any day. You can read more. We have this story on the app too. So check it out. It got a lot of attention when it was posted before. But there you go. What about you? What do you think? Is this on Facebook, Carrie, for people to chime in?
Yes. If you would be willing to teach your kids driver's ed, we have that question up for you.
For some parents, they may think it's great. It might be the greatest thing. It is a chance to bond with your child. For other parents, they probably know how they drive and don't want to see their kids learn to drive the same way.
I will say, ever since my daughter took driver's ed, passed it, and has her permit, every time I don't come to a complete stop... She lets me know about it, and she tells me every rule that I'm breaking, which is fine. I'm good that she knows the rules, but I'm like, no one's coming.
She gives you heck for driving like a normal person.
Yeah, and her brothers actually tell her to knock it off. They're like, every time dad does something, you tell him. They're tired of hearing it.
Oh, no. So we're going to get 3-on-1 in the car. Yeah. All the men are going to be like, shut it.
But you weren't driving the right way, though.
I mean, it's hard to fault her.
I know. She's right. I'm wrong.
Well, you learned.
That's the morning here on K92.3. You have some education coming your way. I still laugh. I don't know if that was our original intent, but every time our history lesson music plays, which almost never has anything to do with what the music sounds like, I always laugh. I chuckle a little bit. JP's got it for us today, and I know it has nothing to do with... like Latin music or anything, but what is our history lesson today?
Well, in a few weeks, this will be perfect for Cinco de Mayo.
That's right. But like then I'll change it up, and I'll change it.
That'd be the day you change it.
I'll change it to like an Irish jig or something for that. But what you got?
It was April 19th of 1927. Actress Mae West was convicted of indecent behavior in her Broadway production of Sex. She was sentenced to 10 days in jail and fined $500. Now, she really didn't do anything risque, but this was the 1920s. So anything you could say or do that revolved around that word.
You couldn't use that word?
Well, you could, but it was probably what was in...
Oh, some of the other
inside
language?
The play, I suppose, in this production.
Oh.
She went to jail for 10 days?
10 days. She only served 8 days. And the thing is, she could have paid the fine and not even gone to jail. But she was smart. She realized this would be... great public relations, great marketing for her stuff. So she went to jail. She said she dined with the warden. She got to wear silk clothing the entire time when everyone else had, like, pretty much burlap inside jail.
Oh.
For corrupting the morals of youth. That was what the official, not the sentence, her charge was, I guess.
Now, what year was this?
1927.
Wow. What's interesting about Mae West, and I'm not an official super fan or anything, but she's one of those very few... early, I mean, famous in the 30s, 40s, 50s, early actresses that only had one spouse. Usually it was on the guy. He would fool around or, you know, he would end in divorce. But she was married at this time. I wonder what her husband thought of this kind of risque. He must have stood by her.
Yeah.
Actually, I take that back. She did get divorced, too. She was remarried and then stayed with the same guy from the 50s. So maybe this is what pushed him over the edge.
She had a famous quote, and she knew how to work it. Her quote was, "I believe in censorship. I made a fortune out of it."
Oh.
So she knew that, and like most of her plays, most of her productions, they didn't get great reviews from the critics. But because of what it was about, people would flock to go see it because they weren't supposed to do it. This was not the thing to do. So, of course, when you tell people, especially younger people, that you can't do that, what are they going to do? Do the opposite of what you tell them to do.
Everybody that went to the show those next couple of weeks were teenage boys between the age of 13 and 18.
Yeah, she was one of the earlier sex symbols, I guess, in the world of movies and Broadway productions.
I firmly believe that's why the color TV came around so quick. People were like, we need to see all this in color.
If the TV shows that are on this day and age were on in the 1920s, can you imagine how many people would be thrown in jail? Compared to the time, this was almost 100 years ago.
Everybody'd be in jail.
Oh, their minds would explode. They wouldn't be able to handle the content that we show on TV.
Sex in the City on HBO?
Yeah, just the title alone. That would have been enough.
Sarah Jessica Parker's in orange all day, every day.
Yeah.
I was thinking, yeah, Two and a Half Men would have gotten a lot of people arrested.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God.
Society would have just exploded. They wouldn't be able to handle that.
Wow. I'm going to think about that the rest of the day. That's kind of fascinating. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll be back in a couple minutes on Mark's in the Morning with we'll do Jake Owen's new song. It's a great song called Made for You. And also Nashville News with Carrie Mack. Plus, you're 20 minutes away from another code. This one could be the one that gets you $10,000. The mighty K92.3. All right, I was out of the office here. I was in a different office for about 20 minutes, and I missed your last segment, but I know Carrie was excited about playing the sound effects here.
I was.
She had walked around to the front of the board where you are standing with all the controls. Yeah. She had the wow queued up. She found the whip.
Wow.
We could barely contain her excitement. And then you showed up.
And you walked back in a minute and a half.
Beforehand.
I was devastated, but I'm happy you're back.
Oh, good. Well, I'll tell you what. Your time will come to run the mighty control board. But until then, it's JP's time to tell us, what is our Weird News Rodeo story?
You know, although dinosaurs went extinct around 65 million years ago, one Florida woman says that she had a prehistoric reptile run through her backyard.
Well,
sounds right. Don't they have alligators there?
She has video proof, though, and it's not an alligator. Oh. Well, maybe it is. She says that everyone she has shown the video to all believe that it looks like a raptor. Not as in a bird, as in like a raptor from Jurassic Park sprinting across her yard. And it kind of does. Yeah, kind of.
Do we have video of this?
There is video on the K92.3 app. Right. Viewers of the video on Facebook have suggested that it's a dog dragging a leash, which that'd be my guess. It looks like a dog dragging a leash, like it got loose.
Watch this.
It also looks like a monitor lizard. Someone else said a peacock. And my favorite guess is someone said it's a dog wearing a raincoat. If you watch a video, a grainy video of something sprinting through the backyard, why would that be the first guess you have? Oh, I know exactly what it is. It's a dog wearing a raincoat.
There's
because
no
it's your
doubt.
Dog.
Yeah, there's no doubt after watching it. That is a velociraptor.
See? Blue from Jurassic Park. Yeah.
Yes, that woman is exactly right.
But can you see how it kind of looks like a velociraptor?
Oh, yeah.
It definitely does.
It's dragging something for sure.
Yeah.
Probably a carcass.
There's no way it's a dinosaur. They've been extinct for millions of millions and millions of years.
Likely story.
And they're back.
And, of course, the story hails from Florida, so you know it's not real.
You know, if you're using your security footage to show people that you think a raptor came to your yard, that means you're in pretty good shape. It's not an intruder. It's not a porch pirate. It's a dogosaurus or veloci. I don't know.
Velocipooch.
It's still better than any Bigfoot video footage we have.
Yeah, it's true.
And they've been hunting Bigfoot for decades upon decades, and yet we found a velociraptor before Bigfoot.
I'm trying to think of a dog name to combine with.
Velocipuppy, Velocipooch.
Hutchiwawa, Velocawawa.
A Velocirotweiler.
Oh.
Velociweiler. All right, there you go. It's Weird News Rodeo. You can see the video for yourself. It's about 6 seconds long on the K92.3 app or website. We'll be back with Eric Church, news and weather next. Now, his wife, Brittany Aldi, not going to be on a Real Housewives Nashville edition, but possibly somebody in his family. Maybe his sister would be on. I don't know.
Either way, I would love it.
I was going to say, either way, I won't watch.
I still think you should watch an episode of The Real Housewives.
I'll give it a try. Carrie was showing James and I on Friday, was it?
Yeah, it was
after
Friday.
The show? You were showing us The Real Housewives of New York, I think it was.
Yeah, I was showing you their introduction, which I think is some of the best parts about reality TV and Real Housewives.
It was just great because as each woman's name scrolled on the screen, Carrie's like, oh, she's been to jail. And oh, she's in big trouble. And oh, she's still on the show.
Oh, she got really, she had a little bit too much to drink and like threw a palm tree or something.
Threw a palm tree? How strong is she? Goodness.
It was a fake palm tree.
Oh, oh.
Still, that's pretty strong. I don't think I could throw a fake palm tree.
I think you can if you try harder.
I think if I'm mad enough. Hey, you know whose birthday it is today? Today is Darth Vader's birthday, guys.
The actor who portrayed... Oh, I know who's... Okay.
Hayden Christensen's birthday. He's 40 years old. He played Anakin Skywalker in the Star Wars, the last two prequels, episodes 2 and 3. And I thought he was way older than 40. He's only 40.
He's younger than I am.
Yeah, I know. He's going to be on that new Obi-Wan show, although the only way to have Darth Vader return will be as costumed Darth Vader, at least in the timeline, unless they do flashbacks.
And he's not tall enough to be Darth Vader. I mean, what? Darth Vader was huge.
Yeah, I don't know how they didn't really account for that. I guess his legs got chopped off so they could make him as tall as they wanted.
I mean, when that happens, one has the option to do that.
It's called compensating. He's a villain. He's supposed to compensate.
Ooh, but I hope it's like Hayden Christensen from before he got burnt to a crisp in the volcano, because well, dang, he was hot before that and he was hot afterwards.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, look at me.
Hot lava.
A couple other celebrity birthdays today include Troy Polamalu, the Pittsburgh Steelers guy with that nice, nice hair. Head and Shoulders commercials, I think, are his cup of tea these days. Troy is only 40 as well. I thought he was older.
He retired 3-4 years ago probably now from the Steelers.
You know, here's a funny one for you. So I'm a Minnesotan and a diehard Twins fan. Joe Mauer and Troy Polamalu starred in Head and Shoulders commercials. Today is also Joe Mauer's birthday.
No, really?
He's not the same age. He's 38, but today is his birthday. And so he and Troy not only shared some screen time, but share a birthday, which is kind of fun.
Oh.
Kate Hudson, who is the daughter of Goldie Hawn and who? Who's her dad?
Kurt Russell.
Yeah, nice. She's 42. Goldie and Kurt are one of those couples. They've been together forever, but never tied the knot.
Is Kurt Russell Kate's dad? I think Rock Hudson is her dad.
I think so, too, but he's kind of her, like, father figure. Maybe he's been out, because I think he's been out.
I think he kind of raised Kate.
Yeah, that sounds right. I mean, Hudson, after all.
Yeah.
Makes sense. What does she do nowadays? Does she have, like, a clothing line? You don't see as much from her in Hollywood. She's not that old, but...
I think she does Fabletics, and she was also making a movie.
Wait. Fabletics?
Yeah.
You What's just that? Threw two words together.
Yeah.
No, Fabletics is like it's athleisure wear for women.
Fabletics. I've never heard that word.
Yes, it's because you look fabulous while you're being athletic.
Fabletics.
Okay.
I'm not making this up. I
believe
swear.
You. It just sounds like a ridiculous concept.
Someone has to message.
You have to look good while you work out?
I mean, because you're a woman, you have to look good anytime, honestly.
That word was fabtastic. How's that?
Here's a birthday for you, too.
Yeah.
See if this name rings a bell for you guys. Tim Curry.
Oh, I know him.
He wasn't in, what was that cult movie?
Rocky Horror Picture Show. He was Rocky. Dr. Frankenfurter, but he was the original Pennywise the Dancing Clown.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He was scary as crap in that original miniseries.
In the ABC one, right?
Yeah, on the TV version. Uh-huh.
So scary.
Forgot even about that.
He's 75 today. Tim Curry.
No, he's not too old. I would have thought he would have been older. Man, I don't know what it is today, but I feel like everybody's younger than originally thought.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. I'm actually 14.
Oh, jeez.
Troubled tennis star Maria Sharapova is 34 today. She's the grunt queen. Did you know her grunt once measured 101.2 decibels, which is louder than a lawnmower?
She's kind of what she would do every hit.
Yeah. If she went into Starbucks and they got her order wrong, you'd know because she'd go, when she'd take a sip.
She and Monica Seles, if those two battled on the same tennis court, I would watch just because of that.
Yeah.
I would laugh. It was hysterical. You could even hear the crowd chuckling.
If you watched on mute, the closed captions just went exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. But yeah, Maria Sharapova, which by the way, keep her away from cars when she's on a roller coaster because she'll break the glass. Ah! Get her down to Adventureland. She's 34.
She got in trouble for doping too. She was taking banned substances.
She got in trouble a few times.
Yeah.
She also had an issue with her attire.
So then she retired, but I think it was more like she was forced out.
At 34, too. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she's got endorsement deals.
Well, usually in tennis, that is a sport you retire very young in. Because tennis, it's one of those sports where you watch it. It doesn't seem like it takes a whole lot of energy, but they're hitting those over 100 mile per hour serves, and you have to just run. That'd be hell on your knees, your ankles, your hips.
Yeah, you're right. It's hard enough for me to get up these stairs in the morning in the Blacks building.
Oh, that's why you're making those noises, like whatever her name is.
Yeah, every step Johnny takes. Is there an elderly Johnny woman in dire trouble? No, that's Johnny Marks.
Johnny Marks just walked in. I accept. All right, we'll be back with your last Nashville News Minute of the morning. And then this is your 18-minute warning for your next Cash Cow code word. Could this be the one that gets you $10,000? Well, you won't know if you don't enter it, and you won't enter it if you don't listen. Right at 10 o'clock.